one over, and a continuation of the visit with Wade, with Debbie and Faye Burke this Sunday, the 16th of June, 74. Channel one over, continuation of the visit with Wade this Sunday, with Faye Burke and Debbie this Sunday, the 16th of June, 74. Channel one over, and a continuation of the visit with Wade, with Faye Burke and Debbie this Sunday, the 16th of June, 74. Channel 1 over, continuation of the visit with Wade, with Faye Burke and Debbie this Sunday, the 16th.
Worst, it makes him cross and angry. And at best, it makes him glad to be back and anxious to sit down and relax.
Well, he's what it is.
Have a time
I
go
out there. Well, I won't go again.
So
what it is. Hello. You fill out that card. She wanted some dresses, I didn't have them. And I thought that for a while I was going to have to run over there and get them at the office. Well, you know, they're all helpful. And all. That's good.
The fish can't smash, but it's hot work picking up your grill.
Our Bible's ran big to
heat up. It looks like some of the snow's gone. I've been picking it in here. And they want air conditioning because they're afraid people will come here and sit all day instead of fishing.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I think it's not super cool today. Usually, it depends on how long I've been cooking.
I don't
need nice chair,
don't
you?
yard. He was just down the road. And I also was checking with him. He told me, you know, I told him a little about what I was thinking about doing with you here, and I told him I'd be real proud to have him as an advisor, so that he could be teaching me some things about maintaining the equipment and how to use it properly. And he helped me a little bit last year when I was the acre by myself, since that was my first experience. And he said he'd be glad to come down and help me. It's depending on what need be. I wasn't sure what kind of time you would have or what position you were in like that. So I thought it would be good to enlist some experience help.
I'm not a problem.
I was pretty sure you had made that clear to me when we talked before. So I.
But anything I do would be wrong. I don't plant for the season. I just plant for by the hunch.
Well,
if I got a little time, I go out and plant.
It was a moon dry
about. Well, I won't say they frown on that kind of practice, but they scratch the back of their heads. Farmers do when they see you doing that.
That's right.
and wonder how long you're going to make it out there. At least they did me last year when I was sort of the same way. It didn't take very much time to find out what the moon was coming on or going away or what, whether I was ahead or late. I actually am curious. I'd be really curious to keep some sort of record on that and experiment a bit to see just how much it does affect it. It just intrigues me a little with the farmers in general that I've talked to. seem to think it's awfully important.
Some things you can go by other people's experience. You don't have to do it yourself.
Right.
You've got a number of them to sue that.
I got a firm commitment out of Hoover and one other friend to give me all the guidance I could use. He said okra and squash could still be planted, and soybeans too.
Peanuts.
I suppose you probably can. But I was curious to know how the market works. Because it would seem that it's going to fluctuate depending on when most people are planting them. And of course, the supply and demand is going to set the price, figure out whether or not, you know, how much to plant. If you're interested in planting a few acres, so you don't spend more than you're going to bring when you're taking the market itself.
Well, you know, that 5-acre field up there that I've been kind of cultivated, one row across that thing will grow a lot of crops. Now you put in one whole acre there, and it'll produce a whole lot of stuff. So I remember when I came down here, I was up in Alaska, and the one thing I had been buying was, and it was so costly. At that time, you get a little sack, number 10 sack, whatever you call it. And it cost $1. Well, it must cost $2 or $3 now. Sunflower seeds are costly. Largely because nobody much raised sunflower seeds. Well, they either raised and planted just like corn. That's what I did. I planted a few of the sunflower trees.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I didn't have to worry about overproduction or anything. The thing that caught me was they grew up, got so high I could hardly reach them, put out those heads that kept growing, and it looked like I was going to have sunflower seeds out of to supply South Florida. And then the thing happened that it just caught me. None of the sunflower seed filled out. It was just whole. And what happened was, I didn't know it. And I wasn't living amongst people who would caution me about that thing. I was living with the crackers.
They were pretty fields full of them. How many did you plant?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
And I also planted them close together. Okra, because it's hard to handle. You got to wear gloves to pick it and all like that. And it's also hard on the ground. It takes everything out. But there's still some. You still have a lot of choice. You can plant okra if you want to with present.
We found out.
Yeah, I brought up red potatoes. That'd be my choice for red potatoes. But it'll keep through the winter. And you don't even have to.
You just put them in the ground and then sometimes. Didn't they used to do that? Just put them in the ground and then dig them up and then eat them?
And I don't think they left them in the ground. I think they dug them and then.
Covered them with it?
And put them in a dry place with a top over.
Three sweet potatoes and five napkins.
Yeah. I don't know you go wrong.
25 seconds.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think this is the right time of year to plant them.
I think what you do, this is not a good time right now to plant. You could plant big potatoes. But these, like you say, I think you'd wait for the fall crop.
Mm-hmm.
Just when you put that in, I don't know, but you would just watch your neighbors.
Yeah.
That was another reason, I suppose, that after talking to him, that I thought of the nature of trying to work out something with you in exchange for staying there and helping just cut the grass or painting, fixing up, whatever you wanted done. Since it wasn't, it might not be the exact time to start planting them here. What's your experience with hay baling the fields that you have? Is it marketable hay or the hay?
I never marketed it. I just did a little bit of my own animal.
Right.
So and you see things, I have Pangola hay. I mean, I have Bahia hay, and most people through here had rather have Pangola. Well, I never put in Pangola because I didn't want it to get into the hay business. And this was good enough for me. So, I really, and the equipment I have, it just sort of equipment. I paid $500 for the baler several years ago. It was 20 years old then. But you see, it's just what I wanted. At that time, you could get a reasonably good baler, new one, for around $2,500. Well, now,
if you're not going to market hay, there's no point in having.
You don't have to have it just fun for your own horses and calves. But he's made good hay. Real good.
Well, Hoover seemed to think that there's no reason why it wouldn't sell, and that this is the time of year where it's ideal to be cutting it.
I tell you, there's many steps to it, and if you do it in the rain, you see, you've got to cut one day and take it up the next, and then when you're taking it up the next day, that means you've got to have sunshine.
Right.
Then you got to have somebody raking, and you are baling at the same time.
Strong shoulders on this girl right here.
It's haymaking in this rainy season is a little bit tricky.
He said that.
Unless you got a pretty good. You see, there's bad little work to it. You just need several hands for a short time at one time. Now, if you've got some friends, you can
have to have them at the time that the weather's right.
Right.
Yes.
I mean, they have to come to be there.
Mm-hmm.
It's cured,
yes.
It's right ready.
And you don't know when it's going to cure. You've got to watch it. You see, out in the field, say you go out there, you think, well, you can start it at 10 o'clock in the morning. Well, 10 o'clock in the morning, not cure. But if you wait till the middle of the afternoon, it may be overcured. Now, I'm not talking about Pangola. I mean, I'm talking about the Bahia. Bahia is lighter heat. So you got to just watch it. You got to kind of live around it. Now, that's my experience. What you want to do is get it where it's prime and smell it good. When you put it in the shed, you know you got hay there.
Well, this rainy season isn't going to last forever.
I know what you said is true, isn't it? That the hay balers are out now and they're having the same problem. I had a friend last year who worked with him, and he would just be on call all the time. They would come by and pick him up sometimes at 10 o'clock, sometimes they wouldn't come till 12. He just had to be ready to go. They have to operate around the weather.
Neighbors are doing, the ones who hold hands at it, and kind of go along with what they do. tell you, I think you're right about the trading. We can trade off the equipment over there against just some work upkeep. That would be all right by itself if you wanted to do that. The farming or gardening, I have just about enough equipment. I don't have a rototiller. I think that's one of the nicest things. If you had the use of one. I know a fellow that has one, but I don't know him quite. He's not obligated to use that. So I can't know a farmer. What do they call it? Does he have a fellow?
Well, I'm sure there's a wide variance in different size and powerful brands, but I think you can get them for as little as 175. And I know occasionally there is a market for used ones. Mike can make a wise buy there. But
that might be a good investment.
Yeah, this particular time of year might not be such a bad time for finding one either, since most people have probably done most of the spring garden. It might be that one could be found. We rented one a lot and handled a 1 acre garden farm. I mean, it's a lot of work, but it's plenty adequate enough to keep cultivating.
I don't know anything about it. Tractor, it depends on what sort of tools you put on it. You know what you do, we sit here and talk about all the possibilities, but what you do, pretty soon you just find out kind of what you want to do. And you do it. Equipment there, and it gets to be sort of, when you get ready to use the stuff, it's there waiting for you, and you don't have to, think it.
Right. Well, this is where I thought that my friend Hoover would come in handy.
Yeah.
He said, you know, he'd be glad to come down and teach me how to use it.
I
that
think
a good
so.
Place up on top of
yeah.
the hill called Rural Sweet Baby.
Yeah, that's right.
That would be much better than that.
Yeah.
They do so well.
You know, you could put in a dozen rows of peanuts and take a dozen rows of corn and stagger it, sweet corn, and what else was I thinking of? The sweet potatoes. And you could keep that going yourself. I mean, you see, you got to keep the grass out of it.
Probably pretty close, so.
It's
been pretty wet. Mm.
It rained all day. What is today? Monday. All day Monday, and then Monday night. Monday.
All day Tuesday. That's right. I don't know, but anyway.
Spoken
so far about, huh?
on this trailer, and I think this trailer would suit me, but you have to clean it. I think any trailer you go into, you'd have to fumigate it and then wash it down with Clorox.
One time, I think I said something to the health people, and they said that's all that we have to do is just, you know, to do what he said.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I noticed there were several piles of trash over there, too. I have a pickup truck that I can use to haul away.
Now, nobody's ever lived in that. They've just spent the night in it or had picnics over there. There's no septic. And if that doesn't pan out too well, you see, we've got a trailer place right down here. We just pick up and buy them or rent them. You can get a. Now you see it. I'm not talking about a one where you set up housekeeping and invite your friends in. I'm just talking about something to keep you out of rain. You can get a good trailer for $500. You know that?
I don't know too much
you
about.
You get a good 30-foot trailer with the utilities in it. You see, and for your cleaning. This would suit me fine. This is an old model and it's dark inside. Well, you can take the curtains down. See, that'll get a little light.
I think I've been all over it. I've got to have it put in work.
I've been over and looked at it a time or two, peered in from the back. Essentially, but yeah, there's a little light on there.
How about you?
No.
Are you going to stay here or you got to go?
Oh, are you going to go?
I'll let you all go.
Okay, I'll just stay with you then.
A road trailer we're talking about, one that you push. It's like it has a gasoline motor on it. Yeah. And it pulls itself and you hang on to it.
Yeah.
But
you know somebody
made
one?
Yeah, I can get one.
Right in your family.
Yeah.
That'd be fine. But you put in those.
Yeah.
How's the line?
I'd
rather know somebody with a rotary saw.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, then business.
Mm-hmm.